book, the way I look at that book is that's all about dreaming of a better future. So what does the future look like? Because the novel was pitched as Black Panther meets The Expanse. So it's all about a Black-controlled kingdom in outer space. And so it's given me a great opportunity to just dream about possibilities. What could our society look like? Well, post everything, frankly, post pandemic, being free of oppressive systems, you know, what could, if we could strip a society down and just reimagine it entirely, what could we come up with? And that's been the challenge of that book.
And especially in this time and moment with books like this, why is it better for us to just not read it ourselves, but to read it and share it with other people and discuss the books?
I talk through issues of race with my family. I'm part of an interracial family and a multicultural family. You know, we have these conversations, you know, as a family in community. So it's not just a series of individual silos trying to muddle things through on their own. It's no, let's speak to one another. Let's push back against each other's ideas. And then see how we can move forward as a group. And so we do that as a family. I do that within the community at CAPRAG. We don't get to, you know, just sit around with these isolated ideas. No, we throw all of our ideas out there and we push back against each other's ideas because that's how we learn. And not just that's how we learn, but I think that tension of opposing ideas is where some of the best ideas come from. Ideas get refined, ideas get pushed forward, ideas get tested. I think that's how the best creativity happens.
Have you thought about what your conversations will be like with students and young people as you get involved in their projects again?
Just the key importance of relationships. You know, having been deprived of relationships, I mean, our students won't have seen some of their friends for like 5 months now. We live in a culture where a lot gets taken for granted pretty easily, but the pandemic has opened up doors and opened up opportunities to just sort of reevaluate.
How can we all keep that in mind, the things that we're learning, that we're experiencing, that everybody really is the same? Everybody has that same, everybody wants to be happy. They want to be healthy and they want to get along with each other.
This is a fundamentally human problem. And so, but part of that problem is recognizing each other fundamentally as human. And we aren't good at that, frankly. You know, I think of, you know, the middle class dream of, you know, living in that house with the picket fence and the garage door. Well, these are all just, you know, middle class walls that we put up to separate ourselves from one another, to keep from interacting with one another, to keep from seeing one another. And so this whole, so it's almost like we have to learn a new practice of what it means like to see and talk to one another, to what it means to be and move with one another, as opposed to separating ourselves out into a collection of, a non-collection of individuals. It's something we have to constantly fight against, falling into that trap of individualism, but it also requires us to learn what it means to do community well.
Maurice, thank you for sharing with us. You've given us plenty of things to think about and read as well.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.